in this bulletin. US President Donald Trump could soon be discharged from hospital as his condition improves. The Deputy Prime Minister denies income tax cuts favour high-income earners. And in tennis, Alexander Zverev plays in the French Open while sick, jeopardising the COVID-19 policy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. United States President Donald Trump has greeted crowds of supporters waiting outside the hospital where he is being treated for COVID-19. In a surprise visit, a masked Mr. Trump was briefly driven in an armoured SUV outside the Walter Reed Medical Center, waving at the crowd. President Trump posted a video on social media shortly beforehand announcing the visit and praising supporters as great patriots.
People that love the job we're doing, we have more enthusiasm than maybe anybody. So it's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it and I understand it.
All Victorian students are heading back to the classroom as the Victorian government prepares for a staged return to school. It comes as the state records just 9 new COVID-19 cases and no deaths on the first day of Term 4. Victoria's Education Minister James Molino says all Year 7 students will join primary school pupils and most high school seniors when they return on October the 12th. From October the 26th, students from Years 8 to 10 will be allowed back into classrooms. Mr. Molino says all high school students will be required to wear a mask while pick-up and drop-off times will be staggered.
There'll be a very strong message to parents. This is pick-up and drop-off. It's not dropping off your kids and then having a chat at the school gate as much as you'd love to. It's pick-up and drop-off. There's restrictions on adults coming onto the school site. So we'll have all of those strategies in place at the school level. But today is a really, really great day.
The Northern Territory will welcome travellers from most of regional Victoria if COVID-19 cases remain low. Regional Victoria will no longer be considered a hotspot by the Territory, except for the areas of Geelong, Mitchellshire, Macedon Ranges and East Gippsland. Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the changes will take effect from November the 2nd.
Regional Victoria has crushed the coronavirus. The critical factor for making this decision is Regional Victoria's success in easing their restrictions without spreading the virus. For more than a fortnight now, they have had a few restrictions on their travel. They have been able to mix in their community. They have been able to eat out at pubs and restaurants, all without community transmission occurring. They are stepping out of lockdown while still staying safe.
More than $7 billion in road and rail projects nationwide will be fast-tracked in a bid to create an estimated 30,000 jobs. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the infrastructure upgrades will boost the economy and improve supply chains for farmers, miners and other businesses. From next July, families who build a granny flat for elderly relatives will also be given tax incentives if they formalise the living arrangement. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says waiving capital gains tax will ensure housing security for older Australians and save money for parent investors. The government's roads and rail plan has been met with scepticism as Labor accuses the coalition of under-delivering on past projects. Labor's infrastructure spokeswoman Catherine King says the federal government spent $1.7 billion less on infrastructure than it promised in last year's budget.
Too many people are relying on this government to deliver for their jobs, to deliver for employment, to deliver for the economy. But their record so far in every single budget is a big announcement on infrastructure, big headlines on infrastructure, yet the delivery is actually missing every time.
Labor is also opposing the Stage 3 income tax cuts expected in tomorrow's budget, which would see the tax rate reduced for those earning between $45,000 and $200,000. In tennis, COVID-19 protocols at the French Open have been called into question after Alexander Zverev admitted to playing while sick. The German sixth seed suffered fever and breathing issues during his fourth-round defeat against Italian Jannik Sinner. Zverev was spotted coughing on court during the match and received treatment from the tournament doctor. In a statement, the French Tennis Federation said the 23-year-old had tested negative for COVID-19 on September the 29th and did not consult with the medical team before the match. And now turning to today's weather. Perth, sunny 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy 17. Melbourne, morning rain, then a shower or two 14. Hobart, showers easing 14. Canberra, possible late rain 25. Wollongong, mostly sunny 27. Sydney, similar conditions 31. Newcastle, sunny and 30. Brisbane, partly cloudy 27. Cairns, a possible shower 29. And Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.